Welcome, Shay, to the PCV podcast. Thanks for hopping on FaceTime to chat with me.
Hey, glad to be on the podcast. Thank you for inviting me to participate.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, just to jump right into things, the first question I have for you is, what would you say is the gist of your life story thus far?
I am the oldest of three. So there's me, my sister, my brother, and then I have cousins and, you know, family members. So out of my family, I'm the first person to earn a master's degree and also live in another country. So I like to consider myself as a trailblazer for my family, just leading by example and not being afraid to live out the vision that I have for my life. So that's the vision. That's a little bit about me. So I'm here now serving as a Peace Corps volunteer. And yeah.
What did you get your master's degree in?
My master's was a master's of art and psychology, and my study was diversity management, which is an organizational development program.
Okay.
Yeah, so the purpose of my program was to train individuals on how to assess, analyze, and diagnose organizations.
What was the line from getting your master's degree to Peace Corps for you? What was it that led you to join up?
The connection between the two is that, I knew after my master's, I wanted to move to another country, learn a new language, and learn more about the different cultures that I will study during my master's program, because a component of the program is to not only understand me as an individual, but to also understand where I fit in the levels of system. So just understanding myself as an individual and where I fit into the levels of system, that is the same case for every individual, you know, that exists on this, in this world. So we all have different perspectives, different backgrounds, different experiences of life that we bring to work with us every day. And a part of my program was understanding how to diagnose those nuances that exist in the work. And so it relates to Peace Corps because Peace Corps allowed me the opportunity to actually work in an environment that was completely opposite from the environment that I'm familiar with, the lifestyle, the experiences, the culture in general. And so that's the link between the two. If I'm studying how individuals come to the workplace and present themselves in the workplace and where they come from on a, you know, in terms of their family and things like that, without having full understanding of another culture outside of mine, I felt like it would be more effective for me to live in another country, learn a new language and a new culture in order to have a holistic view of what diversity management actually looks like in the field.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me too. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moving on to the next question. What is one piece of media that you most often gifted to other people?
Lately, I've been giving books away. The book that I give away mostly to a lot of my friends, it's a book called it's called Go Girls, and it's an international or guide for Black girls traveling. Mm-hmm. And the book is collective stories from Black women that have traveled throughout the world since the 90s, because I think that's when the book was published, in the 90s. And so the author of the book traveled to several different countries, and within a 6-month time period, there she has a story in there from Maya Angelou's book, All God's Children. So All God's Children Should Wear Traveling Shoes. So the whole idea is to encourage and inspire women and Black women in particular to travel and explore the world. So I share that with a lot of my friends because the stories are really nice to see someone else's experience in different countries, and also as a guide for potential travel to the countries that are listed and talked about in the book. So I share it with a lot of my friends that are into traveling and are currently on this travel wave.
Definitely. You could probably go ahead and write a second edition of it to update it and include your Morocco adventure.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm constantly writing things in my journal, so it may happen.
Next question for you is, what are some words that your fellow PCVs would use to describe you?
Okay, so that's funny that you asked, because just this weekend, I was with a few friends, and they were... one of them was describing me as holistic. So it was very funny to hear, because she described me as holistic. But just because when a situation happens or something, like an everyday routine in life, I'm always considering the different aspects and angles of it and approaching it from multiple ways. So an example, that I like herbology and all the stuff about herbal medicines and things like that. And so if somebody's sick, I have a remedy for them. So that's what she means.
Okay.
Or when people consider me holistic. Another characteristic that my friends would describe me as bold, being what I consider bold, is living with no fear. And then poise. So this wasn't something that I heard from a Peace Corps volunteer or someone that I'm working with currently. But when I worked with the Disney College program, we went through mock interviews with a lot of the trainers that worked with us. And so my feedback from one of the guys who was observing the interviews, he said that I was poised and confident in high pressure situations. And I feel like since he's brought that into my awareness, I see in situations where I could be, where there's an instance where it does call for me to be, you know, upset, but even still in those moments, I'm very calm and, you know, appear to be confident with managing the situation. So I appreciated that feedback. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's it.
Those are good. Yeah. Holistic, bold, and poised. I like those ones a lot.
Thank you.
I would agree. Working with you on the multimedia committee, I would say you definitely have a way of staying calm, even in situations, you know, where I'm like, you know, you could tell in a conversation, I'll be like freaking out on the outside and the inside. I think you do a really good job of staying calm.
Yeah.
All right. Next question, who do you look up to in Peace Corps and why?
Honestly, there isn't one person that I look up to, because okay. I look up to everyone. Most specifically, my PCV peers. I look up to you all because we all come from different areas of life. We come with different backgrounds and multiple to accomplishing tasks and goals. And so to learn about each person automatically adds value to my life. That's just how I personally feel, that there isn't one person that I look up to, because I look up to everyone. Everyone that I encounter adds some element of value to my life and to my perspective of life in general.
I like
so,
that.
That's it.
Good answer. Is there anybody in particular you'd say might be most recent, like a recent interaction you had that you kind of got some good insight from somebody's perspective?
Honestly, it's just like my whole circle of friends. So I guess I would just shout them out.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I'll shout out Asia. I'll shout out Jess. I'll shout out Elmo, Angel, Cassandra. I talk to them pretty regularly. And Salome, shout out to my girl Salome. They all add value because I'm speaking with them more frequently. But in general, when I speak with other volunteers I'm not in constant communication with, I still enjoy learning from everyone, and so there's value in every conversation. But yeah, those are my peeps. I'll shout them out. Yeah. They are my inspiration.
Well, good. It's good to know you got so many folks out there that you look up to.
If I missed anybody, I still love you. I've never done a shout out before.
That's okay. I think that was great. So next question. What do people never ask you that you wish they did?
That was actually a very difficult question because, you know, what happens, of course, I'm like, I wish someone asked me that. Then, you know, when this a question asked on the spot, I can't think. And so a question that people never ask me that I want to be asked is what what brings me inner peace? Yeah, so that's the question.
What brings you inner peace? Tell us.
What brings me inner peace? Freedom to just be. That's what brings me inner peace. And breathing. Freedom to be and breathing. Safi.
It's easy sometimes to forget how we're sort of breathing all the time, but we're not really aware of it.
Not aware of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, so what I've learned is that when you stop and like pay attention to your inhale and exhale, it allows you to be present in the moment. And it's very calming. It's a stress reliever for me, honestly, because when I'm worked up, I stop breathing because I'm, you know, my other functions are heightened. Mm-hmm. And I have to constantly stop and breathe. And that's what I tell everybody. Breathe. Just breathe.
We're getting here to the end of the interview. Last question. Who else should I interview? And what would you like me to ask them?
I like the question that you asked me in the interview. Mm-hmm. Those are really great questions that allow me to think a little bit more deeply about myself. And yeah, I like those questions. And the person I would recommend is Angel.
I will make sure to reach out and invite her on the show soon.
Yeah. Well, so thank you so much for interviewing me. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you for taking the time. And I appreciate you getting back to me.
Yeah.
It was great to get to know you a little bit better through the podcast. And like I mentioned before, I am enjoying working with you a lot on the multimedia committee. So,
yes, same. Great working with you. We're doing a great job.
Give ourselves a little pat on the back here.
But. Yeah. Woo woo.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
And that's it for today's podcast. So, signing off.
Signing off. Have a good night.